So after months of rumour and speculation, the wraps have finally come off Apple's latest big idea. At a launch in San Francisco, the iPad was fanfared with typical Apple hype.
It's unbelievably great. Way better than a laptop. Way better than a smartphone. And you can turn iPad any way you want. Up, down, sideways, it automatically adjusts however you want to use it.
As predicted, the iPad is more like a giant iPhone than a traditional laptop. Measuring just under 10 inches, it's a touchscreen with a virtual keyboard. It runs on Wi-Fi and 3G and combines Mac software and iPhone applications. It plays movies and allows you to read electronic books or e-books.
This is going to be something you can watch videos on, you can browse the internet, you can read books on it, newspapers and everything. So it's a real opportunity to have a device which you can take in your house, you can have out in the street and just do everything with it.
Apple have a history of innovation rather than invention. All their products tend to take existing ideas and make them slicker and more desirable. And they'll be hoping history will repeat itself with the iPad.
They spent so much time on designing their products very carefully. They observe the markets are about to enter very carefully, so they know what they're getting into. They can kind of learn from the faults that other people have made, the mistakes other people have made.
The iPad is expected to go on sale in 2 months' time. Prices will start at around $500 in the US, which is around £300. And just like the iPhone and iPod, demand is expected to outstrip supply. Matt Smith, Sky News.